بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حج على رحل وكان زاملته رواه البخاري سيدنا أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم made حج on a camel which also served to carry his belongings. In the ancient times, people would travel by camel. So they had long, long journeys that they would undertake. So one is a camel that they use for riding. There is the riding camel. And then they would have with it another camel that would carry the goods. They had goods that they had to transport or carry with them. So they would use the other camel to transport the goods. In this hadith, it is mentioned that when Rasulullah ﷺ made his Hajj, Hajjatul Wida', then Rasulullah ﷺ did not have a separate camel for his food, for his possessions, his belongings. The camel that he rode was used to carry his provisions as well. Now what this illustrates, this shows the humility of Rasulullah ﷺ, and he didn't have so much of possessions that he needed a separate camel to carry his camels. And the camel he rode, that was the same camel that he used for his possessions. Normally a person who has many possessions or has extra camels, then he would take these camels along. Sometimes they would ride the camel that they would use for transport when they get tired of riding this particular camel, the riding camel. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have so much possessions that he would require another camel also. So from this hadith we understand the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he went for Hajj, this was the camel, one camel he used. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كانت عكاز ومجنة وذو المجاز أسواقا في الجاهلية فتأثموا أن يتجروا في المواسم فنزلت ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم إلى آخر الآية في مواسم الحج رواه البخاري. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that the following names were names of markets, the pavilions of the time. Ukkaz, Majinna, Dhul Majaz. These were the marketplaces in the time of Jahiliyyah. And at that time, they used to perform Hajj also before Islam. But the type of Hajj that they should perform was different. So in that particular time, they would regard it to be sinful that during the Hajj days they must do any business whatsoever. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verse, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ, there is no sin on you to seek the bounty of Allah ta'ala. The bounty of Allah ta'ala means the rizq from Allah ta'ala, who is your sustainer during the days of Hajj. In the Hajj season, it is perfectly permissible to buy, to sell, to conduct any business during the Hajj period. Previously, it was regarded to be a sin that you cannot do any business whatsoever whilst you are in Hajj. Yes, of course, our maqsad should never be business. The maqsad, the intention of the haji, he should go solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spend his time correctly, not in the marketplaces. But if a person has to buy or sell during the Hajj period, the haji goes and he purchases something, it is absolutely in line with sharia. It is not against our deen. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. This is the last hadith in the chapter of Hajj. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك